This is today's Midwest Digest, with news and commentary from across the heartland of America. Today's Midwest Digest is being brought to you by the 2019 National Agriculture Day Observance. Steve Alexander has the report coming up. I'm Max Armstrong, and I'm honored to tell you about Ag Day 2019. The Agriculture Council of America proudly celebrates the wholesome contributions of our country's farms and farm families each March on National Agriculture Day. We celebrate because agriculture is at the heart of our country's health and prosperity. It's our backbone, the fabric and fuel of American ingenuity. Quite simply, it's food for life. The Agriculture Council of America and our esteemed industry partners invite you to celebrate National Agriculture Day on March 14th, 2019. You can find ideas for planning your own Ag Day events on the National Ag Day website. That's agday.org. We invite you to join us as we pay tribute to the wholesome contributions of America's farmers. Agriculture, food for life. Now, here's Steve.
Thank you, Max. Another commodity classic is just about in the books. That's where Max has been the last few days. I am willing to bet you'll be able to see some highlights from the classic on This Week in Agribusiness, the show that Max and Orion Samuelson host every weekend. Here's an idea. If you haven't already gotten your income taxes together, you can do it while you're watching Max and Orion. The big day is, what, about 45 days away now? Tick-tock. Taxes are complicated, aren't they? Just ask Joel Walters. He is the Missouri Department of Revenue Director. Last year, he testified before a legislative committee that the state's tax withholding tables were incorrect, and they had been wrong for at least 15 years. He ordered changes to the tables to prevent taxpayers from withholding too much money. Uh-oh. Walters went back to the legislature yesterday and said the state's new treasurer told him there was no error. Walters says it was an honest mistake, but some lawmakers are now wondering if the state's handling of taxes can be trusted. Back in November, a 49-year-old woman who lived on a farm near Earlville in eastern Iowa apparently fell onto a corn rake and died. A corn rake is, you know, it's kind of like a pitchfork, except the prongs bend at 90 degrees. Well, after an autopsy, things didn't add up, and investigators don't believe it was an accident any longer. The woman's 42-year-old husband is now in jail, accused of repeatedly stabbing her in the back with the rake. 15 years in prison is possible for a Wisconsin man who was arrested for an 11th time for drunk driving, and he had a valid license when he was arrested. Also in Wisconsin, former Green Bay Packers coach Mike McCarthy has been accused of confronting and berating referees after a loss by his stepson's high school basketball team. The Pulaski School District says McCarthy followed the officials as they left a game on Tuesday. And McCarthy was fired by the Packers in December. In Chicago's radio community, it is unlikely you'll find a man more universally liked as Ramsey Lewis. The jazz legend and radio personality was honored yesterday with a Lifetime Achievement Award from the state of Illinois. The 83-year-old Mr. Lewis has recorded more than 80 albums. He won several Grammys, and apparently he's not done. He told the crowd at the Thompson Center in Chicago that he will continue to strive to make you proud. That's your Midwest Digest. For Max Armstrong, I'm Steve Alexander.